Daily Rest, Wednesday, August 30th, 2023. The theme for this week's devotions is Following Jesus. Do not think that I came to bring peace on earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I have come to set a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a man's enemies will be those of his own household. He who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and he who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me, and he who does not take his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. He who finds his life will lose it, and he who loses his life for my sake will find it. Matthew 10:34-39. Following Jesus. Warned. These words of Jesus may sound harsh to our ears. After all, who does not pray for the end of violence and that peace might reign in this world? Yet Jesus, who is the Prince of Peace, Isaiah 9:6, states emphatically that he came to bring a sword and to set family members against each other. Why did Jesus say these things? Jesus is here warning all who desire to follow him. We live in a sinful world opposed to God and his truths, including those truths concerning our salvation. All human beings are fallen creatures. Satan leads humans by nature to believe that they do not need the true God or his Savior, but that they are gods themselves and can save themselves. God in his love sent Jesus to deliver human beings from sin and death. Jesus alone saves. That is a message that divides those who believe it from those who do not. Sons will oppose fathers, and daughters will oppose their mothers. Some will be led by faith to follow Jesus, and others will not follow him. The temptation of Christ followers to compromise the truth to preserve earthly relationships is both real and common. But Jesus warns us to follow him with faithfulness, for thereby true life is both found and preserved. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for entering this world to save sinners like us. Help us all to repent of our sins, to believe in your saving grace, and to follow you with faithfulness. Amen. This devotion is taken from Daily Rest, a publication of the Church of the Lutheran Confession, clclutheran.org.